Interruptions are necessary.
Over and over again, we see Jesus' plans being interrupted. And instead of getting upset, he welcomed the interruptions because he knew that the interruptions were always a part of God's plan. This reminded me of a story of when Jesus was teaching and a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, "My daughter has just died, but come and put your hands on her and she will live." Jesus was interrupted in the middle of his sermon, but instead of getting upset, he got up and he went to the man to heal his daughter. But then on the way to heal her, he was interrupted again. Matthew 9:21-22 says, "Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, 'If only I could touch the cloak, I will be healed.' Jesus turned and saw her. 'Take heart, daughter,' he said, 'your faith has healed you.' And the woman was healed at that very moment." But then the man's daughter that Jesus was on his way to heal died because of the delay. And I'm sure that the man was devastated about the distraction because it cost his daughter her life, right? Wrong. Because this was always a part of God's plan. Jesus was able to bring her back to life, and he did. Because of this interruption, Jesus' power was made known all throughout the region. Lives were forever changed. Here's the point.